unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
I don't know about useless. It is a fact. It is another piece of information that I feel very strongly there are people out there that know the answer to today's question. I just have that feeling. The number, of course, to play along with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, 1-877-332-8255. You have to phone in to play along. You can't text in. If you do text in, I will likely read your texts personally, but will not share them on air. Because it's just it's a little game I like to play. Who gets it first, the texters or the callers? But if you want to win, you have to call. So again, the number 1-877-332-8255. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. One of my favorite parts of the week. It's quite simple. We'll bring the last week champion on the show momentarily. Josh McDonald was last week's winner. We'll bring Josh on. Hopefully he was showered in gifts of appreciation by his family and friends just for being in the mere presence of someone so smart as Josh. And then we get Josh to tell us what the question is for this week. And then we jump right into the phone lines and we give you a chance to show your smarts. And by the way, if you are the winner, if you are the first person on the phone line that hasn't won in 2025 to give us the right answer, you win a special limited edition, very rare Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener t-shirt, thanks to our friends at Little Town Apparel. So on that note, Josh McDonald joins me by phone. How are you today, Josh?
Good morning, Evan. I'm doing good. Yourself?
Well, you are the reigning Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener champ. I sure hope your family gave you the respect you deserve.
Yeah, a couple coffees.
A couple cups of coffee. I mean, I don't think it would have killed them to do a little more than that.
I agree.
A case of beer wouldn't have been out of the question. Well, you were a great champ last week. Last week, the question was this. As of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly, and you knew the answer was?
Listen to a podcast.
Listening to podcasts. That's right. That's as simple as it was. You called in with the right answer, which meant you won. And now you have the dubious distinction of asking today's question. You've got it ready, Josh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's have it.
You might allow this in your home right now, but not normally.
You might allow this in your home right now, but not normally.
That's correct.
Okay, Josh, I got it. Thanks for being such a great champ. Thanks for listening, my friend.
You bet. Have a good day.
1-877-332-8255 is the number. The question again. You might allow this in your home right now, but not normally. I know there's going to be lots of guesses on this one. It's a specific answer we're looking for, and I'm going to start with Greg in Regina. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thanks.
Do you know the answer?
Well, this is probably way too obvious, but I guess that's all I got right now. A tree.
A tree is a great answer, but no, it's not the right one. But boy, you have now eliminated about 1,000 guesses that people had in their mind. Good guess, but no, it's not a tree. I actually assumed that would be the first guess that we got. 1-877-332-8255. You might allow this in your home right now, but not normally. Let's go to Saskatoon next. I got Bart. Caller number two, what do you think, Bart?
Well, I had tree too.
I know that's the obvious one. Do you want to take a swing at anything else?
I don't have a clue. Let's go Christmas lights.
Christmas lights, good answer, but no, not Christmas lights. 1-877-332-8255. Larry in Saskatoon, it's not tree, it's not Christmas lights, but the question is, you might allow this in your home right now, but not normally.
Oh boy, I'm gonna say sleeping insects.
Insects is that? Why do you say that? That's a peculiar answer.
Well, because they hibernate.
Okay, I say so. You find like a ladybug sleeping on a plant or something like that.
Well, I just had a fly in my house.
Okay, well, listen, good guess. It's not the answer we're looking for, but in a weird way, I don't want to send people down a wrong garden path here, but in a weird way, he's not far off. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's keep going. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Wayne in Saskatoon is my next player. The question, Wayne, you might allow this in your home right now, but not normally.
I'm going to go with relatives.
Oh, Wayne. I mean, I don't even want to tell you that's the wrong answer because, boy, that's good. That is a good guess, but no, that's not what we're looking for. Not relatives. Oh, my gosh. That is funny. 1-877-332-8255. If you've got me wiping tears out of my eyes, you've done it. You've got me laughing. Good job, Wayne. No, it's not relatives. You might allow this in your home right now, but not normally. What are we talking about? Let's go to Carter in Saskatoon. What do you think, Carter?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hey, sorry. I'm parked back. The guy must have misheard me. I was going to say the mother-in-law, but Wayne kind of took my idea there. My best guess would be snowy shoes.
Snowy shoes. No, that's not what we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255 is the number to call. We are going to go to Chris in Meadow Lake. Chris, what do you think?
I'm thinking a heavyset fellow wearing red.
A stranger, an intruder, yeah, coming down the chimney. No, not Santa, but thanks for guessing and thanks for playing along. Heavyset fella in red. Could read a lot into that too. 1-877-332-8255. Maybe Uncle Joe wears red. You might allow this in your home right now, but not normally. We're getting lots of good guesses in. There are probably a couple of hints that I could give. I'll tell you the two closest guesses, and they're close for different reasons. The guess that said, the very first guess we had was tree. That's not the right answer, but it's a step towards the right answer. We also had a guess this morning where a guy said dead bugs or hibernating bugs. Not the right answer. But when you hear what the right answer is, you'll realize that there was maybe something a little closer than even he thought when he said that. Let's go to Melissa in Saskatoon. The question, Melissa, is you might allow this in your home right now, but not normally. What are we talking about?
Well, I missed some of the guesses, but I was going to say mistletoe.
Mistletoe, good guess, but no, it's not mistletoe. 1-877-332-8255. We're going to Pike Lake next. Is this Layton?
You bet.
Okay, what have you got for me?
What about poinsettias?
Yeah, okay, that's a good guess. Some people, I saw on the text line someone said that because they're poisonous for pets, apparently. I didn't know that. But anyway, no, it's not poinsettias, not mistletoe. 1-877-332-8255. What are we talking about? You might allow this in your home right now, but not normally. Where am I going next? Let's go to Brent in Saskatoon. Brent, what do you say?
Well, you were talking about dead bugs, so I was just maybe thinking relatives' pets.
Yeah, okay. Relatives bringing their pets for Christmas. Good guess, but no, that's not what we're looking for. This is a holiday-themed answer, and this is more common depending on your heritage. So the answer to some of us, because this was, when I first saw this answer, I knew nothing about this. However, I've talked to people since that's right away. They said, oh yeah, absolutely. I know all about that. So it may depend on your heritage, whether you know this answer or not. You might allow this in your home right now, but not normally. What are we talking about? Tom is on the road. Tom, do you have an answer?
Well, in some heritages, it might be a reindeer.
Yeah, in some heritages, you could be right. Might be a reindeer. No, that's not the answer we're looking for, but thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Darren and Moose Jaw, you're next. What do you say?
I don't think I'm on the right track. I was thinking something else that might come in with your tree, like a bird's nest.
Now, you know what? That's not the answer, but you are getting us there. You are getting us closer. It's not a bird's nest. But when you said it could be something that comes in with your tree, there could be an element of truth there. 1-877-332-8255. Roy is next. Where are you calling from, Roy?
I'm calling from Rockford, Saskatchewan.
Rockford. Good okay, good stuff. Do you know my answer?
I'm racking my brain. All your answers I've been thinking about, and all of a sudden mistletoe came up. That was my answer.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about vacation squirrel coming in into the house.
Yeah. I could picture that. I could picture that scene.
I'm still racking my brain because I'm just thinking it came in with the tree. What comes in with the tree? The aroma of the spruce. But I'm thinking maybe that's the aroma of the spruce tree.
Okay, that's going to be your guess?
I guess it's going to have to be.
Okay, Roy. Well, no, sorry. That's not the answer we're looking for, but the whole coming in with the tree thing could have some merit to it. Once we get to the final answer, you will see that. 1-877-332-8255. Mark in Saskatoon, here's the question. You might allow this in your home right now, but not normally. I said it could depend on your heritage too, because this actually is something that's kind of been handed down from certain countries.
Well, that's thrown me off, but my initial guess was maybe like a brown bat.
Okay, that's not the answer, but you're not crazy off the trail here. It's not far off the trail. 1-877-332-8255. So I've already said this is obviously Christmas themed. This has to do with a tradition that some countries believe. I'm hesitant to give too much more because it's going to make it like it's going to make the answer right there. So I'll tell you what, let's take a break. The phone lines are lit up right now. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I know we're going to get our answer. We'll be right back with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener here on 980 CJME 650 CKOM. It is Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. So far, we've got no winner. I've got a full lineup of calls on the line. Okay, here we go. I'm going to give a hint or hints that is guaranteed we're getting a winner based on the hints that I'm about to give. By the way, we do have someone with the right answer on the text line. Okay, the question today is, you might allow this in your home right now, but not normally. I said it could have something to do with your culture, your country of origin, because this is specific to certain countries. Here's what else I'll say. Yes, it's a seasonal themed question. The countries that follow this tradition believe this is a sign of good luck at Christmas. 1-877-332-8255. Joan in Pilot Butte, do you know?
Well, your last clue kind of skewed it for me, but I was thinking straw.
Oh, you know what? I've seen a couple of people say that. Straw under the table, representative of the manger. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that we got that guess, but no, that's not what we're looking for. Thanks so much for calling in. Let's go to Lana in Saskatoon.
Hi there. Good morning.
Do you know my answer?
With some of those hints, I'm just not too sure. A few things went through my mind, but I guess if it maybe comes in with the tree, I think my cousins in the north do this, opening up the doors at midnight to let sorrows out, good luck in.
Oh, okay. I have not heard of that, but I wouldn't be surprised. Okay. That's not the answer we're looking for, but it's a great guess, and I appreciate you playing along. Okay, Deborah's been waiting patiently from Saskatoon. Do you know the answer to the question, Deborah?
Well, I'm Ukrainian, and we always bring in hay under the table.
Okay.
To represent the manger.
Well,
but
there was a guess of straw, so I don't think it's right.
No, but I will say one of the countries where this tradition comes from is Ukraine. The answer to my question.
The wheat.
No, it's not the wheat. No, it's not the wheat. But the question again, you might allow this in your home right now, but not normally. And we've given a ton of hints. It's Christmas related. I said the person that made the guess about the bird's nest in the tree, that's not the right answer, but boy, we're getting close. I said some countries believe this is a sign of good luck at Christmas. Cody in Melfort, do you know my answer?
Oh, probably not. I was thinking something to do with the 12 days of Christmas, like a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, I gotcha. Hence the bird's nest thing and whatever, but no, it's not that. Let's go to Chris in Willow Bunch. Do you know, Chris?
I'm going to guess a live dove.
Live dove is not correct, but thanks for playing along. We're going to Waukaw, Saskatchewan. Nancy is playing along. Nancy, what do you think?
Is it spider webs?
It is spider webs in the tree. Yes, you are correct. Congratulations. Did you know that, or was it the hints that got you there?
The hints.
Okay, so this is a folk tale that is believed, an old Ukrainian folktale that tells about a poor woman who had children. She brought a Christmas tree into her house. She was too poor to decorate it. But as she slept, spiders wove hundreds of intricate webs that in the morning when she woke up, the sun shone through the window, glistened off these webs, and it looked like a beautifully decorated tree. So Ukrainians, Germans, people from Poland, there's a number of countries that will actually decorate their tree with spiders, with webs. And in fact, the rumor is that's where tinsel came from as well. So cobwebs in your Christmas tree is the answer we were looking for. Nancy, congratulations.
Thank you.
You are officially Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener.
Thank you so much.
What's your last name, Nancy?
DeMong.
And what keeps you busy in Waukaw?
We farm.
Oh, do you? Are you grain farm or cattle farm?
Grain.
Grain. Good stuff. How are the crops this year?
Very good.
Yeah, that's good. You were probably in that area, got some good, well-timed moisture, I'm guessing?
Absolutely. Yeah, we were very lucky.
Well, I always show appreciation for our farmers, especially when they now are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listeners, which you are, Nancy. Congratulations once again. I'm going to get you to hang on. Chance is going to talk with you off air, get some information for your T-shirt. But thanks for listening and congratulations, Nancy.
Thanks again.
All right. Nancy DeBong from Waukaw, Saskatchewan is Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. You might allow this in your home right now, but not normally. Spider webs in the Christmas tree. In fact, many people of Ukrainian descent will go out and look for a Christmas tree, like it's one of those farms where you cut down your own. They will actually look through the boughs and the branches of the tree for a spider web as a sign of, this is our tree. This is a sign of good luck. We're going to take this tree. Congratulations again to Nancy being this week's Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener, and thanks to everyone who played along. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.